boy, some of them offensive rebounds, including that one that led to a triple right after the, you called the timeout there. Those were the tough ones.
Yeah, I mean, you find ways to put yourself in a position, right? The stuff that you stress day in and day out, and you're not lying to them, you know? It's a physical game. It's a different sport than what they might be used to playing. And you just got to come back and keep fighting and battling. You do some decent things, but you got to put together a full possession sometimes, and I think that's been the struggle so far these past three games, and it feels like deja vu from Glen Oaks, too, so...
Well, it does, because you're battling, and, you know, you get right on that hump and just can't break through, you know, especially when you're down 12, you cut it down to 2 points, and you just couldn't make the play at the end.
Right. I do feel, you know, it's not an out to them at all, but, I mean, you know, it's the third game of the season, and experience is really starting to hopefully settle in. Some good things, you know, inside out stuff was working a little bit better. I don't think we settled for too much jacked up shots throughout the game, at least, and that's all I can really ask for in that part of things offensively. One, obviously, get it inside a little bit more than we did, and just kind of recognize and know when a good time to maybe take our player one-on-one down there and when to maybe kick off to open shooters. That's going to be a big part of our offense as well, and like I said, we just got to shape up some things defensively.
Yeah, and Andy found her stroke there a little bit, got you a couple of triples, got you back in it. The ball movement seemed to be better in the fourth quarter, too. You were finding people, just, you know, some of the shots weren't falling for Madison inside, and I think T had a couple inside, too. But it looked like what you were trying to run was working.
Yeah, I mean, we had some open looks and opportunities for sure, Jack. I mean, the thing about this, too, I can understand we're running a 3-4 rotation, so they're definitely getting a lot of reps out there. So trying to find fresh legs, fresh bodies, and definitely, you know, with enough fall grace period, I guess you'd say, for them as well is pretty big. So you can kind of tell when they get the ball, they're tiring out, their legs are, the shots are a little under, you know, and that just comes with a little bit more time and more endurance.
Just a ragged game, 47 fouls between the two teams tonight.
Yeah, it was a little much, that's for sure. I also think there's a few of them that weren't called, too, so
right.
It got a little chippy towards the end, and you just got to battle through those things. I tell the girls all the time, you know, you can't bail you out on that. You just got to be strong and tough, and when they call it, that very knockdown shots have been the bonus. So.
It looked like the free throws that you had them shoot worked well. I mean, you were 21 for 33 tonight. I mean, that's better. It's not great. You'd want probably five or six more. Well, six would win the game, right? But 21 for 33, that's an improvement.
Yeah, definitely. I think you're starting to come to see that the two things that are kind of killing us in these close games are offensive rebounds and free throws. You know, if we clean that up a little bit, we're right in games. And I do feel very confident, you know, going into future games at least. I know they're not going to feel it right now, and obviously I'm discouraged because I'm a competitive person. I want to win. I want to do the correct things to win too, but just got to understand that we just got to keep finding and trusting those principles, and we'll be where we need to be towards the end, you know.
All right, well, I'll let you do your shout-outs as we do in away games, and then we'll get ready for the men's game here.
Shout-out to all our fans and back in Escanaba, community members, as well as friends and family, and for all the support all these times. It's going to be a fun season.
All right, and we'll go get Misabi tomorrow.
Sounds good, Jack.